We are set for some fun today as the Go Team has joined us in the cafe studio. There are six members of the band officially, spelling out G-O-T-E-A-M, with seven people in the studio today, although it will sound like more with the myriad of samples used in their music. There's a very homemade sound to the album Thunder, Lightning, Strike, and that's because the Go Team leader Ian Parton actually put it together in his Brighton, England bedroom and then recruited other members, including the delightful MC Ninja, who's here to lead the festivities. We start things off with a performance of Junior Kickstart. It's the Go Team. Junior Kickstart easing us into our session today with the Go Team, and we are really happy that they've joined us in the studio. They have enough letters, members, to spell the letters Go Team, but now sometimes you actually have the exclamation point when you have a seventh member on stage at times, right?
Yeah, it's just usually a random child that we found on the street.
So it's a big one or a little one.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
They don't get paid, though.
But to you guys, that's the point.
Only in Jelly Babies.
That's MC Ninja, and we're also joined by Ian Pardon, who are with us today. And, you know, it's a you read any interview with you guys, anybody trying to write about you, and they just fall all over themselves. And one of the nicest little descriptions I heard was in Spin, where it said, grandiose but dinky, obviously carefree, but wistfully poignant. And I love that. That was nice.
We are a wine.
A poignant mix. Ian, perhaps you could tell people a little bit about what happened in your basement that got this started.
It was actually my mom and dad's basement. But, I don't know. I just come home from work and dig out some dodgy vinyl, charity shop stuff, maybe Northern Soul stuff. And, you know, I always had this idea that I wanted to kind of mix up all my favourite kinds of stuff and kind of break down this idea that you're either an indie kid or you're into hip-hop or you're a rave or whatever. And I was always kind of frustrated with that everyone kind of stuck to what they knew, if you know what I mean. And I just really just set about jamming all my favourite things together, from noisy, kind of unlistenable guitar-y stuff through to kind of Jackson 5 and kind of early hip-hop and stuff.
I'm so glad to see you say that, because everything seems split up in so many different areas. Even the indie world is kind of split up in that way.
And it still is.
Yeah.
But not as much as used to be. You know, back when I was sort of 19 or whatever, you know, you were an indie kid and there was no getting out of it, you know what I mean? Or you're a rave or whatever, and everyone kind of stuck to their groups, you know.
Now, talk a little bit about your vinyl collection. What were you interested in collecting?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of seek things out sometimes. Like, I go for old, like, cheerleader films and Double Dutch documentaries and stuff. So that's kind of as much an influence as anything, really. And I try not to pick anything too obvious or anything too kind of in the public domain. I like sort of discovering forgotten stuff that nobody else has kind of come across, you know,
Ian
Bollywood
weird
things.
Stuff. And then we go away, he'll come back with like records, you know, what the hell is that? Who are they? Where did you find you know, I don't know how you find this stuff.
I got some good stuff the other day, actually, in the soundtrack shop.
Now, what happened? Obviously, this could have just been a kind of thing that was never a live act at all.
Yeah.
And how did you and Ninja hook up? Well, Ninja, what happened?
I was breakdancing on the street corner, and, you know, I had my hat.
You are used to telling stories.
And, Ian came by, and he was the only person who threw
Ninja's
me a pound.
Ninja's just going to tell lies
Everybody
for the whole
else
interview.
Just threw, like, you know, pennies, and Ian threw a pound coin, and I was like, "Hey, kid," you know, and then he kind of asked me to. I wanted
to help the kid out.
It should be.
A different story every time.
Yeah, we'll release it. We'll release the real story in our autobiography. The Go Team, the real story.
Well, you can release a single with different variations on your story. Absolutely. Let's do another one live. The Huddle Formation, which is another one from the Go Team disc. This is live on the World Cafe.
And I want everyone to shout Go Team at the end.
Down.
Huddle formation from Go Team today, live.
You hear what I mean.
Live on the World Cafe. And we're getting a chance to talk with MC Ninja and also Ian Parton about the band and about how things have been going. The thing about this, the kind of viral spreading of the Go Team starting in your basement and you know, the first few gigs in England and then the album coming out there, and then it took a while to come out here, must mean that you all have been thinking about newer things, about different directions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What have you been thinking?
I've been thinking how there's no time to think anymore.
I think this summer will be the kind of the...
thinking time.
The thinking time, yeah, to think about things.
Well, you have been doing some new things, and you mentioned wanted to do Wrath of Mikey.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a B-side on the Lady Flash single in the UK, but I think it'll be on the next album. You know, I think we're going to... I still think there's plenty of directions we can go in, you know, and it's a really good position to be in a band, you know, rather than, you know, if you like The Darkness or something, you've done all your ideas in one album, do you know what I mean? But I think there's a million different directions we can go, more so than most bands, you know, because there are so many... you know, influences and sounds, and hopefully everything will sound like the Go Team still, you know?
Absolutely. Well, let's listen to this one. This is Wrath of Mikey. Can you give us a hint where these horns came from?
No.
Okay. Here you go.
Secret.
This is Wrath of Mikey. Wrath of Mikey from the Go Team, and we mentioned the horns, and then Ian demurred to tell us where they came from. That was part of the problem with getting the thing released here in the States. Mm-hmm. About you had different samples on. Mm-hmm. What a complete! Could you remember where all the samples were from? Actually,
no, I couldn't actually.
Yeah,
some of them were. It was so casually done. You know what I mean? I was just randomly picking stuff out from around my room, and
it's quite handy for if you have to go to court.
Well, I have to say the appeal of this. I mean, we talk about a lot of writers kind of picking everything apart on it or whatever, and trying to figure out where everything is. Is it's complete looseness? It sounds like people even make cassettes anymore. But it kind of sounds like you might find it on a cassette at a street fair in some neighborhood in London, which was what's so cool about it.
Yeah.
And yet it's out on the biggest of the big record companies here in the States. And so it's an interesting juxtaposition.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it was meant to sound like it was recorded in a basement, and it was, you know what I mean? And it was deliberately slammed to tape, not to sound nostalgic, but for me to make it sound more exciting and more... It's kind of a reaction against all the glossy production that kind of drains all the life out of lots of songs these days, you know what I mean? I've always loved kind of distorting horns and that kind of early Northern Soul production where the drums are distorting, that kind of thing. So...
Or a lot of Jamaican things have that kind of distorted horn sound, too.
Yeah, it kind of has a warmth around it.
Absolutely. Can you do Lady Flash for us? That's my question.
Should we do Lady Flash? What if we said no? Yeah. Are we allowed to say no?
Go on. Go on.
Yeah.
Lady Flash, a special World Cafe version from the Go Team, finishing up our session today. Their album here in the States is called Thunder, Lightning, Strike, and if you're looking for it, it is at our World Cafe CD store at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. And our thanks to the Go Team for joining us today.